Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember,
it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670. The
breaking news, the new Pope is from Chicago, my friend.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
What?
The Pope is from Chicago?
Hit us with that breaking news.
We've got a Pope.
He wears a big hat and eats jardinera, my friend.
Bob Provost. Is that his name?
The Pope.
Is he Bob?
Bob is Pope.
We got a Pope Bob.
The Pope.
Robert Francis. It's already like in my pre-type, like, you know, you start typing something into Google.
Yeah.
It comes up after you start talking Rob. I got to Rob Bob.
You've
got to
be kidding me. I'm shocked, A, that it's American. He's American. This totally makes up for the Olympics. Remember when we didn't get the Olympics? We got a Pope.
The Pope.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Ray Diaz with the breaking news, the most important breaking news we may ever cover. Love it. Tyler Farengel on the ones and twos. Brandon Fryer is here as well. You can join us on twitch.tv/670thescore in honor of the city of Chicago getting one of its greatest connections yet. I have worn my Chicago Marathon sweatshirt because it is the right call. Our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya, and you. And I can't get over this. I don't want to actually get over this. As a practicing Catholic, I can't believe that Chicago has a Pope, that America has a Pope, and that he's bought from the South Side, and he's a Sox fan.
Low-key, this from 6 minutes ago, this text may be, if this texter is serious, and I can't believe if this person is actually being serious right now, this might be the funniest, most quintessential score text that I have ever seen in the name of the Pope here anyway, from the 773. Another case of Grody not doing his homework. Don't talk about the Pope when you don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I also think that's just everybody ever in sports talk radio who may have ever listened.
This is Pope aftershock, because yesterday was all fun and games. Now, for keeping the Pope talk going, the real people... Okay, look, I've been studying the numbers on the Pope for years. You guys don't know anything about the Pope. You don't know anything about hockey. You don't know anything about the NBA. And you certainly don't know anything anything about the Pope. And I literally, like, I don't know, I let this stuff slide usually. But in this case, I did write back to the texter, what are you talking about? In this case, I just genuinely want to know if he is joking or if there's something that I said. I mean, I said that the Pope is way too relatable at this point. And I also think, like, what if God was one of us?
Way too relatable.
Because the Pope has always been up, right? He is always like the Pope.
Yeah, think about the bubble, you know, the Pope mobile.
Right, the Pope from a distance on a mountain, just wait, he's untouchable. And now he is touchable. He's just a slob like one of us. That's what the city of Chicago has done to the Pope.
Maybe it's because I grew up Protestant and I converted, but there seems to be some sort of point here about how you should see yourself worshiping, if you do, among people who are like that, relatable. Isn't that kind of the point?
No, it is. And I'm sure all the popes have actually been relatable men, but you know what I mean. From a distance, like, never been an American pope, obviously, so it feels even He's been to Aurelio's.
We go to the same pizza place as the Pope.
Can you imagine if Grobber was alive? I was there. I was at that game several years ago, and the Pope was there. I don't care what anybody, Pope Don Paul. Back in the day.
I 773, so glad Grote with the accent was on when our Chicago Pope news came across.
Honestly, I feel blessed to have been on during the papacy yesterday when the news broke. So it was a true blessing from above.
I just have to say, I think it's good luck.
Okay.
And the fact that he's a Sox fan, the Pope is a Sox, the leader of the Catholic Church, the worldwide community, is a White Sox fan.
Why are we haggling over Cubs or Sox? Does anybody know if he's a Bears fan? Isn't that what brings this city together?
I'm really surprised that the Bears haven't been brought up to the Pope.
Right, right, because that's what brings us together.
How do you feel about leading to the world's community? You know, the church was still in mourning for a very long time of a beloved Pope and Pope Francis, but also, what do you think the Bears are going to do this season?
Most popular position in Chicago, backup Pope.
Like 630, that's exactly it. First Pope to have had Portillo's. Like, think about this.
I got to get my church resume. For the record, I am a practicing Catholic as well. So,
yeah,
I don't know if that matters.
No, but
everybody's
a
practicing Catholic in this city. So,
I'm saying, like, I will go to Mass. I have a palm above my door. You know, like,
oh,
I'm not trying to, like, win some contest by any means.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's important.
Yeah.
I think this is incredible.
Oh, no.
847, this is an old Chicago Marathon sweatshirt. This was, like, the 2019 Chicago script. I have a few pieces from that. For that marathon, because I really liked them.
Nice, I like
it. Or not 19, I'm sorry, 21. It was 2021.
Is that poppin' orange? Is that the color? Poppin' pink?
I think it's more like a red.
Is it more of a red?
I don't know, but it was the Nike, this was the 2021 Chicago Marathon collection.
Sick. So you ran that marathon?
I watched people run the marathon.
Oh, that's right.
I was part of the broadcast.
I remember that. You were awesome.
I can run about 5 miles and that's it,
it
takes me a while.
Yeah, I think marathons are dangerous, but God bless you if you can run a marathon.
No, yeah, I will cheer you on all day, that's for sure.
Ring the bells and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic that we already fought over whether or not he's a Sox fan or a Cubs fan. Find out he's a Sox fan. And that the Sox have appropriately sent him a jersey and a hat. I wonder if they... Do you make something special to, like, go around the robes or something? Like, what do you do?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, you mean, like, hang up a robe out on the wall or something?
I feel like Greg Sackowitz needs to be involved. Father Greg from
Greg Sackowitz.
Holy Name. He's apparently not our highest ranking Sox fan. You know, I thought he was, and I was clearly mistaken.
I'm glad he's a Sox fan. I'm seriously, like, it all, I was disappointed that when I heard he was a Cubs guy, I was like, no. Bob from the South Side has absolutely got to be a Sox. So I'm glad about that. But is he a Bears fan? We're all missing the lead here.
This is also a huge day. The past 24 hours are also huge for Bobs. If you're a Bob from the South Side.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the Bobs have gotten a lot of flack on this very station.
Yeah, that's right, Dan Bernstein. They're now justified.
Yes, I think you should celebrate. I think you should celebrate with some Rainbow Cone, some Aurelio's,
right.
Maybe some Vito and Nick's. I think that all of these things should play.
I'm a Bob t-shirts, maybe?
Perhaps even Pizza Friday.
I Heart the Pope. I think we got to get the I Heart the Pope shirts out. out there. You think the gift shops have Pope shirts yet? Like all the Chicago gift shops that we walk by on Michigan Avenue? They got the Pope shirts?
What is it? 5 hour tees? What's the store?
Oh, where you could just work them up right away?
Yeah, my friend used to get shirts from there all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's got to be Pope t-shirts at
some
point.
I'm not doing this.
At what point in time are we going to get struck down for all of our Pope talk and our papal talk?
I don't know. Probably soonish.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Well,
I'm sorry. I have really done a bad job with the timing. It's 1 hour tease. Wow. Sorry, guys. I have really insulted the business of making fast shirts.
That's okay. Chicago Pope and Dick. Well, I mean, the hits just keep on coming.
Yeah, I know. We're going to talk about it in the five on it because I think it's fun and enjoyable.
Right. I think people are loving this, except for one texter. But I'm so glad that person texted because that was hilarious. That was hilarious.
Yeah, we need to know 847 deep dish or tavern style. Hi. Yes, we are the city of Chicago, and we have some really pressing questions for our guy. We need to just know where you stand on all of these things. Yes, 773 Southside, kneel down.
Yeah, I heard that one yesterday.
That's fantastic.
Southside, kneel down.
See, I was at the Barrett conference, and I was actually texting with Dan, and that's how I found out.
That's hilarious. That is so funny, man.
And I love that. Yeah. I love that you guys got to find out on the air. Like, the most ultimate breaking news.
The greatest is, was that the greatest breaking news ever at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score? Maybe I'm saying that because I was on the radio during
it. What, Cutler? Was that the one before?
That was. Yeah, that was a classic Bernstein response right there.
And Mully wrote the story, right?
Mully had the news. Yes, he quoted Mike Mulligan from the Chicago Sun-Times, whose headline today is, "Da Pope." Did you see that? The Sun-Times hard copy.
Not only did I see it, I reposted it on my Instagram.
Okay, so go to Layla Instagram right now.
Da Pope.
Check out the Pope. And hey, while you're there, give her a follow on the gram.
No, yes, you can follow me on the gram, but I also think you should just, I don't know, check out the Sun-Times today. Like, this is a day where you buy the newspaper.
Oh,
100%. You want the copy.
I bet it'd be really difficult to find a hard copy. You ever go hard copy searching? It's really difficult. Like, every once in a while, I want a hard copy. It's hard to find them. Some people don't even know what they are. Go to a Starbucks. I'm like, huh? What?
Ooh. Do you know what? I used to go to East Bank when I lived like practically next door.
Fancy.
I would be there about 6 days a week.
She got that East Bank money, guys.
So I knew that was where I could find a hard copy of the paper.
Oh, it was always there. Oh, right. Because there's all ages there, isn't there?
Yeah. East Bank was for all ages. In fact, do you know who I would run into there from time to time?
To whom?
Bruce and Chet Copic having lunch.
How you doing, Layla?
We're just getting really Chicago on the show today. Yeah. That's what's happening. But you know, I feel like it's good. Like that's the point. We're supposed to be able to celebrate this, and
it's the civic pride is over the top.
You know, think of people who would have missed this, like Ed Farmer. You know,
absolutely.
When the Cubs won the World Series, one of my favorite things was seeing how many people dedicated the Cubs win to a family member who is no longer with us,
who they
would have known, would have loved that moment.
I took those calls on the postgame show
I even get goosebumps thinking about it because it was so profound. And I feel like there's a lot of people who are probably thinking about family members who would have loved to have seen this day.
More amazing, Layla, the Chicago Bulls with a 1.7 chance getting Derrick Rose. The Bears landing Jay Cutler, the Bears landing Khalil Mack, or the Pope being from Chicago, USA.
Yeah, I still feel like Pope is number one breaking news. And the fact that he's actually a Sox fan, it's incredible.
So many layers.
This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We are going to talk about the Cubs. I know we've kind of jumped the gun here on switching up our topics already, but we have a lot to get to on the show. We also want to let you know that we are giving something away. Keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs against the Marlins at Wrigley Field next Wednesday night. That is May 14th. That is also NFL scheduled day, my friends. Provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. This is a celebratory day. If you're I think somebody who appreciates the significance of either the papal office, you know, the fact that it's just a spot in history, or, you know, you appreciate the faith as well. It's a fun thing to be proud of today.
As I was walking in from the greater South Loop area, I decided to take Michigan Avenue today as I was walking past the Art Institute and the Lions, which always give me goosebumps. I love seeing people like take pictures in front of it and all that kind of stuff. I looked up for a moment in the beautiful sunshine, and I said, God, thank you for finally giving us a pope, not just from the USA, but from Chicago. And I felt like I had a beautiful moment with God today, and Jesus, and baby Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
And also with you.
And Bears.
We were supposed to talk about the Cubs in this segment. We were supposed to discuss the, which is huge news. I feel like on any other day outside of when a pope from Chicago would be part of the church.
That, right. We don't know, really know how to handle this, folks.
No,
just understand.
I mean, we haven't been here before. Like, yeah. As Americans, we haven't been here before.
We're taking you through new territory. You're right. You're right, Layla. We had planned to be talking about the Cubs right now. We didn't even have a thought of discussing the pope in this first segment. Now, later on, yes, but this is what happens when a pope is from Chicago.
Yeah, and listen, it's not going to be every day like this.
No.
But I do feel like it is something that still would make sense that it would lead the news today.
Oh, heck yes.
I know that I've been trying to get this this segment that's coming up next from Mike Florio on the show for a few days now. I think we can hold off. Do you want to do point, counterpoint, talking about Cade Horton coming
out? I do. I do, because there's something that I heard, an idea that I hated for Cade Horton. So let's discuss that next, shall we?
Okay. Well, while we have a little bit of time left in this segment, 414 with the most important question. How many Bears?
That's an overwhelming question. I can't see again. We're putting him in that relatable place. Can I actually put the Pope on a scale of 1 to 10, can I really do that? I feel like I have to change.
1 to Bears.
What's that?
1 to Bears.
It's a scale of how many Bears.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
You have to understand, right.
What's the highest number?
What's the highest number that I've ever given out? Well, the highest number is 10. That's the problem. I feel weird because, of course,
he's more than 10.
He's more than 10. So what, I mean, is he?
Now people are asking the Pope to tell jury to sell the team.
The Pope's going to have a sit-down with Jerry.
I can't handle this today.
Jerry would laugh him off like paying $500 million to a baseball player.
The Pope
say, come on,
Sorge
Pope.
To linebacker.
Get out of here, Pope. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, 847, maybe he can bless the land in Arlington Heights, or at least somebody high up can. What about our Cardinal? Do you think Cardinal Subridge would do it? We have a lot of things we need the Pope to do.
Yes.
I feel like 100 Bears, is that fair?
I mean, that doesn't sound right. Like, a billion Bears, maybe? A Google? What's the highest number in life? Is it Google?
I know a gross is 144.
What?
Yeah.
What, 144 what?
144.
Okay. Well, yep. He's worth more than a gross then.
Yes, he is.
So what is the highest number?
I heard the Pope ended his first homily with Bears.
Yeah, I can't. You know what? The answer is, because I've had a lot of people ask me the question of how many Bears do I give the Pope. It's impossible. I am not going to make him that relatable. I can't. A 10.
No, people are already asking, like, has he gone to Portillo's? Has he gone to the Jewels?
No, he's been to the Jewels, of course. He's been to the Jewels way more than you and I, Layla.
We need to know.
He's actually probably more Chicago than us.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've only lived here 10 years.
Yeah. By the way, that's you officially. 10 years you've been here now?
It's 10 years in October.
Congratulations. You've got 6 Bears.
What?
Yep.
I'm up to 6.
Yep, because you're
at the 10-year mark.
You've got the automatic 6 Bears that one gets when they are here for 10 years. Now you are a true Chicagoan. Congratulations, Layla. And that number can only go up.
Okay, so this is why I love a good Friday celebratory radio day. Airborne 43 on Twitch. Why can't you say 288 on the radio? Because it's too gross.
Oh my God. How about this one? There is no highest number, a texter says, but Googleplex is 10...
Carat.
What?
Yeah, that's what that is. It's a carat.
Google?
Yep. The 10-carat Google power. It's 10 times the Google power.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
You know what the problem is that the understanding the concept of infinity is something that you think about in church. And the fact that we can't even talk about it now... kind of lets you know what you're in for.
Could you imagine, like, do you think that the casual, honestly, I am a casual Catholic. I always, like, when I go with my parents whenever I go visit them, like, a couple times a month. So, but do you think that the casual Catholics, do you think that there'll be, like, spill out at Holy Name Cathedral this weekend? Like, people waiting? I'm serious.
I already thought about going to Holy Name this Sunday just because.
I think that would be
beautiful.
It
seems like the right thing to do.
Right. I think all churches are going to be packed, and the priests will be delighted.
I'm on the weekly newsletter. I can't wait to get it this weekend.
You see Chuck Swirsky when you go there speaking and whatnot?
Yeah, I know he has. I have a friend who's also done the readings there as well.
Okay.
Michelle Sotak, so shout out to Michelle.
By the way, Chuck will come into play later on
Chuck
this program.
Chuck administers communion in the later afternoon, right? If I go, usually it's earlier.
Does Chuck give a...
Sometimes I go to the 5:15.
Okay.
That's late, though.
Actually,
I haven't done that in a while.
Chuck has served communion, I think, too.
Yes, that's what 773, thank you. It is my first Pope Bears Friday.
10 years. Wow, Layla, congratulations.
Well,
10 years,
nine.
Six Bears.
Technically nine.
Oh, okay.
It's not 10 until late October.
Okay, mark down. Make sure you guys have her number down. And even if I'm not on the program with you that day, I will call in and I will give you your six Bears, which we might even add a plus one just because of all your great work.
No, I can't be up to seven Bears yet.
That's true. Yeah, you're getting into Doug Kramer territory when you say that. So
yeah, I don't think that's possible.
Cole Komet's like nine Bears, by the way, right now, because he's just so Chicago.
Yeah, Cole went to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening there? Okay, I know we're late for the break.
Sorry, guys.
Fault.
This is just, again, we're in territory that we've never been in. So we apologize to the people who want to hear sports, and we're gonna talk about sports next.
Yes, we are. Mark is very mad at a concept surrounding Cade Horton's start in New York. Bears.
Pope.
The Pope.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The hesitancy is a no, I would say, just trying to make sure it's the right time. I think that it's easier to work on things in the minors and he didn't pitch a lot last year. I think had he pitched all last season, may well have debuted by now, but if he hadn't debuted, I think that we would, you'd have a better sense of where he is. Whereas, because he missed a lot of time last year, I think that it's been good to give him some foundation in Iowa. I'd say that.
Whoa. That was on Monday. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. Layla Rahimi, Mark Grody in for Marshall Harris. We're still talking about Pope Leo.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to dominate our brains for the next several days and months. You know, theoretically years. But
Chicago, you're awesome, by the way. I feel like
this is a holiday. It should be a holiday.
It is. And like the flow of texters, and I feel like a lot of new texters coming in today. I think people tuned in to hear a little bit more, but let's get into the Cubs.
773 does say, I think the right way, that Leo is the 267th Pope, so he should get 267 bears.
Still doesn't sound good. I'm sorry. I mean, like, I appreciate continue, please, with the creativity. I like that. Maybe I can, by the end of the show, I will reveal how many bears the Pope has got since. So many people are asking, and of course, lots of people are asking me, Grody, are you shaking your head at God? No, it's all good, man.
It's just kind of incredible.
It is.
What would typically be the lead on a day like this would be the Cubs reported, and it's still reported, but everybody's reporting it, call up of Cade Horton. Expected, we think, will start in some way or pitch in some way, appear perhaps on Saturday. That would be the second game against the Mets. And I think the concept of what he's going to do, knowing that he's thrown around 75 pitches in all of his appearances in the minors this year, will dictate a little bit of how we're going to see him used in this series, expecting all of this to occur. But Mark, there was something you took offense with yesterday from our friend aptly named John Paul Morosi.
Yeah, Pope John Paul Morosi.
When it comes to the concept of how they will deploy Cade Horton.
Really exciting. He's certainly pitched very well at Iowa this year. I'm a little concerned about the number of walks. And I think that's going to be the big question. The Mets are now a lineup that really grind at bats very well. And so what I'll be curious to see, and this is something I've been talking with people about during the course of the day, the Cubs might actually have him pitch Saturday, but not start. That's an important distinction where they may actually use an opener first before Horton comes in to the game as the bulk guy, quote unquote. Is that an easier way to get into a game in New York? It's a tough place to make your debut against one of the better teams in all of Major League Baseball. So I do think there may be some strategy involved for Craig Counsell and how they're going to potentially work Horton into that game.
That's a horrible idea. That's a horrible idea if the Cubs do that. Because, okay, the Mets lineup, as we heard yesterday from the Mets guy that was on with Molly and Haw, the top three guys in the, if you want to do this, Chris Flexen pitch to the first three guys? Francisco Lindor, Juan Soto, and Pete Alonso. Those are some, and the rest of the lineup is struggling right now. Brandon Nimmo is taking all sorts of crap out there. Jeff McNeil, who I love, Jeff McNeil, he's a lost art type of hitter, is hitting .229 right now, and on throughout the Mets lineup.
Worse than that, he's down to .222
Bingo.
As of today.
There you go. So why in the world would you not put the guy who has been great? And I hear what Morosi is saying, and I know he is speaking on behalf of what the Cubs might be thinking, but as great as he has been in the minors in the six starts that he has had, why would you put in the lesser pitcher, whomever that is, and no shot to Chris Flexen or whomever, but he's your best pitcher, right? He's your best option there. So why wouldn't you have the best pitcher for the top three guys, the most dangerous part of the lineup? Makes zero sense to me.
I think it makes sense in that if that's what you have to worry about, it's not like you're going to have Chris Flexen face them and them only as a three-batter minimum. So,
but I feel like Chris Flexen would. I mean, Cade Horton will have a better chance at getting those three guys out.
Okay, let's take a look at the numbers because I don't know why I am not as upset about this as you. I typically am a little more meatballish.
Yeah, this is about the Pope again. See, the Pope has changed you.
But, maybe so, but he's got 33 strikeouts and 13 walks in 29 innings right now. Like,
you're talking
this
about Cade
season.
Horton.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's made 6 starts. So he's got 13 walks and 6 starts. What worries me is if he gets into a high pitch count inning against those 3 hitters to start, knowing that he's only thrown about 75 pitches. If you're looking at a 40-pitch inning for Cade Horton in the first inning, which the likelihood of, I think, is not incredibly high, but is it a possible risk? Why would you do that to him if you know that you've still got to watch out for how stretched out he is?
I do get the risk. Like, that is well laid out. I am looking at it from the perspective of, let's not dumb this down. Let's not, like, go easy. Like, if the Cubs are a team that is expecting to win this year, they have lost 2 straight games. Again, I heard what Morosi was saying. It's in New York against the Mets, but this is a Major League Baseball player, once he gets called up, who has performed the best in your organization. He is, for this moment, he is your best option. So, yeah, there is risk involved. Those 3 guys are great. So anybody could get hit up against those 3 guys. I just believe that Cade Horton has the best chance of getting those guys out, and I think it is a higher chance that somebody like Chris Flexen or whomever would get the start would get in trouble against those 3 guys.
Yeah, I just think that you're talking about a guy who, again, they're watching his pitch count somewhat. So
I get that.
That's why, yeah, I factor this in a way where maybe it is a little more easy in. I just don't want him to throw 30 pitches against those top 3 hitters, and then that's his first big league experience. If that's what you do on a good team, you can avoid that situation from happening. And maybe you do so with the established big league arm of Flexen.
Yeah, but I think that I remember, I'd have to go back and look here, but when Jordan Wicks first came up, his first start, I believe he struggled pretty mightily early, and then he settled in real nicely. So I think that's a way to look at it as well. But it'll be interesting. He is not officially, it's going to happen, so I'm not trying to stir anything up, but he has not officially been called up yet, so we still don't know. That's why we're kind of projecting here. We don't know if there's going to be an opener. We don't know officially if he's starting. I mean, I think we could all assume, but we're waiting for the official word from the Cubs that he is here and that he will be starting.
Yeah, to me, the telltale sign is when MLB.com on the Cubs team site, like Jordan Bashan's like, Cubs plan to call up their top pitching prospect, Horton, parentheses, source, close parentheses.
It's happening. It's
happening.
Well,
you know what that means.
I'm just saying, for the record.
When MLB.com is in on it, then you know.
Absolutely. The Cubs will be going up against Clay Holmes in this game, the veteran.
Oh, from CHSN? He's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, is there a Clay Holmes at CHSN?
I'm making fun of the name.
Oh.
Clay Harbor.
That was my
reference.
What's up, Clay Harbor? How are you, man? Clay Harbor and I agree on lots of things when it comes to the Bears. I love Clay Harbor.
Yeah, we like his football sensibilities.
Yeah, great football sensibilities. He and David Hall and Gabe Ramirez, all my guys over there at CHSN. But Clay Holmes, 4-1, 295. He's been really good. However, Layla,
yes.
However, Lails, 2 starts against Miami, one in which he allowed 4 runs, 2 starts against, is St. Louis still 500? I don't know if they played yesterday, but 2 starts against the easygoing St. Louis Cardinals, 1 start against Washington, 1 against Minnesota. So you can see the Mets in general have not played many tough teams. So I looked at Holmes's numbers. By the way, I prefer Lawrence Holmes, as if we're going to do the comparisons here.
Good call.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, 295, Clay Holmes, he's off to a good start. And then I looked a little bit more closely. I think the Cubs are going to return to scoring 6 to 8 runs tonight. They're going to be back on that, which will make it very comfortable. This is what goes on this is tonight's game that I'm talking about. But I think that the Cubs bats will return tonight. The 2-game losing streak will be over.
You know who this is a really good test for tonight is Jameson Taillon.
Yes.
De facto ace of the staff. So I feel like, especially with those 3 to challenge to start, that gives you a good indication of where you are. As if the entire NL West hadn't done that for you already, minus the Rockies. Again, to be at Citi Field where the extra base hits will be plenty if you make good contact because of how big that ballpark is.
Yeah.
we could be, if he, especially against what he talked about, like the facing righties in his last start, that was what, Saturday when he mentioned that?
Yeah.
I feel like this is, again, a good case of trying to see where he's at in his season.
That's a great point. And yes, to your point, he has his last four starts, like this is the antithesis of our guy Clay Holmes. That is that he has pitched well, really well against Milwaukee. The Philadelphia game was probably his best game. I think that's he went the seven innings in that game. He has faced Arizona twice. He has faced San Diego once.
Yeah, the resume already is solid.
Yeah, so it would be like I think that Jameson Taillon is kind of he is who he is guy. Like, he's never quite lived up to the number two overall pick in the draft. Like, he's never been really an ace, except for maybe sometimes in with the Pirates right off the bat. But I'm open to the idea of him figuring something out this year and being better and being that guy, because he is earnest in his preparation. There's no doubt about that.
When I think about all the first-round pitchers, though, that teams pick,
mm-hmm.
his career as a cumulative is impressive.
That's, I mean, you're right. He's having a good career, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not having a great career. He's having a good career.
And what I find interesting about him is he will decide he's gonna mix in this sweeper. And maybe it's at the expense of a slider for a bit, but this is something he wants to do this year. He's talked a lot about four-seam cutters against righties. So that's something that he decided to introduce. You know, here we are talking about Ben Brown trying to get a third pitch into his mix. And on the other side of it is a guy who's like, I'm going to see if I can throw this right now, if that's working for me against these batters. I think that's incredibly impressive.
Yeah. I mean, he's
that's how you stay employed.
That's how you stay employed, right, especially as you get older. Learn new things. Be coachable. And it seems like Taillon is that. And he's very thoughtful on his own. Seems like a really intelligent dude.
Yeah, he will tell you what he's working on,
yeah.
And I think that's really cool. Tonight, the Cubs and Mets begin their series from New York, as we've mentioned. Pregame coverage begins at 5:35, first pitch at 6:10. On the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. All right, I have a question for our crew. Produce on the fly, since we gave the Pope the opening segment today, as we should.
Sorry, not sorry.
No, I'm not sorry either.
Mm-mm.
Take it up with me and you know, the man upstairs. Should we address the Rafael Devers unrest, or should we address the Mike Florio comments about the second-year quarterback? Which do you prefer? Everybody vote.
I vote on Rafael Devers because we have some time to debate the progress or of Caleb Williams.
I think the producer has just spoken, by the way.
What was your vote? You raised your hand.
I would have said Bears. I would have said Bears, yes.
Just because you went in doubt Bears?
No, that's just what I like. Why are you questioning me? You asked the question. I said that that's what I would like to talk about.
Oh, I was just following up. I wasn't questioning your decision.
How dare you?
I believe Leo has the tiebreaker.
Did her Bears level just go down a meter, Grody?
Yeah, I might have lost a bear for that.
You be careful. You haven't gotten to 10 yet.
Oh, no. Leo,
I'm going to say Bears. I'm going to say Bears.
Leo?
2-1.
Did you just call him Leo?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
Well, Pope Leo.
Tyler.
I'm Pope Leo now.
Well, sorry, not sorry.
We were talking in the hallways yesterday. We were talking about our guy, former Score producer Leo, and it was a shame he wasn't here for the Leo Pope.
Okay, 708 votes more Pope. Multiple 708s vote more Popes.
All right.
That will happen.
Talk less Pope, talk more Pope.
That will happen in 5 on it. And maybe we adjust the Rafael Devers conversation to 5 on it as well. We might just be mixing it up today, but it's that type of day. We're going to roll with the plenty.
We're taking requests, ladies and gentlemen. 312-644-6767. What do you guys want to hear?
Actually, that maybe so. You know what?
Texters, come on in.
That's what happens when you lead your show with the Pope. We're going to have abundance today on the Score.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, we teased it. We gave the phone number out, so we got to pay it off. Oh, we lost our caller. Okay. You know what? I feel like it's the right thing to do today. It just makes it make sense. This is Rahimi and Harris, Layla Rahimi and Mark Grody and from Marshall Harris on The Score. It's a fun Friday. We're having a good time. And you know what? We've talked about the news of the day. That's for sure. I also want to bring up this. It happened last week. Mike Florio was asked which second-year quarterback stood to have the biggest game this season. And when you think about it, there are a lot of second-year quarterbacks out of this class coming up this football season. So no surprise, though, who he said.
One of the things that I saw in the preseason from him, and once you've shown you can do this, it becomes part of your core narrative. The idea that he can take the play that's called that doesn't work, and he can come up with something on the fly. And there's a Mahomesian quality to some of the things I saw from him in the preseason. And now working with Ben Johnson, the guy who turned around Jared Goff. Jared Goff was, you know, like, I mean, I don't know if this is a good metaphor, but you know when they have that day where you can put out anything that you want to get rid of, not just trash, but like an old refrigerator, a washing machine, whatever. You put out all your stuff, and then the cars will roll by with the people plucking through it to see if they got some stuff there that, you know, you're throwing it out, we're going to take it home. That's what Jared Goff was, and the Rams were throwing him out. And the Lions were like, well, we'll take him home. Now they got a first-round pick, an extra first-round pick in that Matthew Stafford trade to do so. But Ben Johnson turned him into something. Ben Johnson took that old busted turntable that the Rams had put out on the curb, and he took it home, and he got it working. He, whatever parts are in there, I don't know what parts are in there. He got it spinning, right? He got it working, and now...
There we go!
Now they,
I was
right?
waiting for it.
So he did that. He did. Yes. Took me a while. He did that with Jared Goff. What's he going to do with Caleb Williams?
Well, I know what we're doing. We're isolating that Mike Florio zicky.
Yeah.
That's from Pro Football Talk. I don't even know where to begin with that. That's him scratching on the turntable.
So that's what that was. Okay.
And then we got into it a little bit in our pre-show meeting. Logic would say it's Caleb Williams who stands to make the biggest jump in his second year. But then we started to think about everybody who had really good first years. Like, for example, the weapons that the Commanders have added. You know, when you consider Deebo Samuel, for example. Bo Nix, you think that he's not poised to make a huge jump when it comes to what he's already done?
Bo Nix had 29 touchdowns and 12 interceptions last year.
That's an outstanding year.
3,775 yards. Did any of the quarterbacks?
3,775 yards.
Yeah.
Do you know what we would do for that?
Well, I mean, Caleb Williams had 3,541.
Pump Bob, can you help us out?
No, I don't think any of the rookies had 4,000 yards. I mean, we Chicagoize the whole thing, and we want 4,000 yards because we haven't seen that. But none of the rookies had 4,000 yards last year.
No, that doesn't shock me. But when you consider that that could be a benchmark for who is next.
Yeah. Yeah, who is going to be the first one of Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Michael Penix, or Bo Nix to reach 4,000 yards? I mean, all of the, like, these are, like, in terms of the touchdown interception ratios on these guys, like, all of them good. Jaden Daniels, 25 TDs to 9 picks. Caleb Williams, 20 TDs to 6 picks. 3 TDs for Michael Penix. For some reason, I didn't jot down his picks. But I told you, Bo Nix, 29 TDs to 12 interceptions.
So when you consider those numbers by themselves, that indicates that it might not just be a slam dunk when it comes to who takes the biggest leap. Maybe from what the team was the year before. You know, like the replacement level for that team, for example, Caleb Williams does just based on that alone. But this is a wonderful quarterback class when you consider what's already been done. So to be a part of this, you could be talking about a quarterback class that really kind of defines the league for the next 10 years in a way, if what we saw in the past year is any indication.
Yeah, Bo Nix surprised me, like the most surprising of that. The fact that Michael Penix did get in didn't surprise me. What surprised me is that they took him in the first place. Yeah, and I think, you know, this is where you got to have some faith in Ben Johnson, I guess, that Ben Johnson can turn, I was going to say turn Caleb around, but Caleb had plenty of good moments last year, can make him into the quarterback that we all think he can be. And could Jaden Daniels do the old CJ Stroud, where Stroud didn't have like a bad year, but he didn't have as dominating a year as he did in his rookie season. So will Jaden Daniels take the proverbial step back?
Or was that unique to what C.J. Stroud was dealing with in Houston, especially with the injuries? That's
yeah.
When I always think about this. It's like, well, am I thinking that because it's the group thing? Am I thinking that because we saw it happen? Or am I thinking that because it is a likelihood? I do think the NFL will develop a book on you after a year. They will know your tendencies. They will know your tricks as to your second options. They will know what you want to do instead of doing something else. You know, they'll know your initial move.
So it really comes down to coaching then, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where I think that's the reason why the Texans probably fired Bobby Slowick.
Yeah.
You know, the offensive coordinator there.
Yeah, they got on it quickly.
So we know that that is a possibility. You know, the OC turnaround and the turnover in the league is very high. We don't expect to see that here. But when it comes to what you're expecting out of Caleb Williams, it would make sense that he is the guy.
Yeah, yeah. And there, obviously, there is a book on Caleb Williams, but I think Ben Johnson might just alter the book. You know what I mean? Pulling it down to the studs, like you said. And I always say, like, I liked, in theory, what Shane Waldron was trying to do with Caleb Williams, and that was give him everything.
Trust that he's got it because he has gotten it before.
Yes, and he just didn't, and they were not quick enough to adjust, and the offensive coordinator gets fired, and Flus gets fired, and Bears.
If J.J. McCarthy starts one game, he's already played 100% more games than he did the year before. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't count J.J. McCarthy in this as much, but
yeah.
When you consider Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels amongst them,
yeah,
then that's where the discussion lies. But will we monitor it? Absolutely.
100%.
Next up, a good person to discuss this with, Dan Wiederer.
Drake May.
My bad.
We forgot to mention Drake May.
That's because I don't think he's the one who's going to make the biggest jump.
Okay. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
That's the statement of the day today.
He can, but I think the tools indicate what Caleb Williams brings to the table talent-wise. It's likelier going to be him. Let's talk about it with Dan Wiederer as we get ready for Bears rookie minicamp starting today at Hollis Hall. That's next on The Score.
We're ripping this thing down to the studs.